Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are hard,
you're afraid. Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business African Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Sarah Heiner's our guest, our good friend, president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. I encourage you to go there. Subscribe to their twice-monthly outstanding publication, and it'll come to you any way you want it. And also, don't forget to check out their yearbooks. But then there's that new publication that you're giving away, Sarah. Tell us again about that.
So we've got a free book because being healthy and avoiding the coronavirus is about your immune system. Mm-hmm. We have so much control in protecting ourselves beyond masks, beyond hand washing. Those are critical, the hand washing, the don't touch your face. But there are many other things that you can do super easy to build your immune system, including getting a little more sleep. Mm-hmm. So it's available, downloadable, bottomlineinc.com/immune boost.
So check it out, folks. Thank you for that, Sarah. Thank you for making that available for free. That's an important thing to do, folks, for not only now, but for 5 years from now. Sarah, one of your editors, Marjorie Abrams, wrote an excellent piece this month, this last edition, about finding calm in the chaos. And I thought she had a handful of really good ideas. One of them.
You know, that's my sister.
You know, I don't think I knew that. I see the resemblance now, though. Another beautiful face. I see her face. I'm looking at her face right. I did not know that was your sister. How about that?
That is my sister.
Well, she's no wonder she's so. No wonder she's so smart. You tell her I said that. So she said, write down your worries.
Well, it is. You know, people when you get anxious, and kind of the theme of our conversation today has been anxiety and all the chaos that surrounds us and the pressure, and you start to spin, and to create calm, it actually takes a little bit of effort to take the time rather than just being victim to the spins. But there are a few simple things that you can do to create your calm. None of it's rocket science. It's super easy. You just need to take the time to do it. Write down your worries. Right? You have a piece of paper.
Keep it next amazing to your how things appear differently, how your perspective on them. I've said for a long time, Sarah, I've known this. If you, whenever whatever it is on your mind looks back at you from a sheet of paper, and we're not, you know, you can do it on this computer screen if you want to, but there's something about physically writing it out with your hand on a sheet of paper and having that idea in the form of words look back at you from the sheet of paper. There's something amazing about your perspective, how your perspective will change. And I don't know which way it'll go. It may be worse, maybe better. I don't know, but it will be different. What do you think?
Well, there's two aspects of it. One is just writing it down so you don't forget it. Like you can just put it someplace and park it so it's out of your head. The other aspect is, you know, journaling when you write about something. And, you know, suddenly something that was so huge you realize isn't really that big. Like it's, you can overcome it or whatever is bothering you that it's just not as scary as you thought that it was. Now, the other thing is that'll happen when you start to feel anxious is you start to feel alone, right? When you're scared, you feel alone. So related to this, write it down, but also talk to somebody. Share your fears.
Stay
connected to somebody. Mm-hmm. Frankly, they're scared too. So it helps you connect. It helps you realize that you're not the only one because you start to feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm the loser out there and everyone else is fine. Mm-hmm. No, they're not. Everybody. I mean, I think I said this to you. Some of the strongest people in my world that I look to as pillars are calling me. Right, they're calling me, and I'm going, wait, you can't do that. You're my pillar.
That's right. This doesn't work this way.
Right. So you can't be shaken, but everybody is. So reaching out to connect.
I want to get to this last one before we wrap up, and that is chill out before bedtime. And I'm going to stick in there, stop watching so much news. Go ahead.
Without a doubt. I did a Facebook Live with Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He said the first thing you need to do is you turn off that news because they are out there. Their goal is to have you addicted
their job
to that thing.
Is to get,
their
to
job
scare the
is
crap out of you every minute. Scare
the crap and have you keep coming back for more, more, more. Yeah. Turn it off. It will be the same
addictive.
Tomorrow.
It can be addictive.
And it fuels that fire. Take it off. Mm-hmm. Stretch. A
yep.
warm
yep.
bath. Meditate. Write down those worries. Whatever it is, take a little bit of quiet time.
How about, especially turn the television off at least 30 minutes before bed. Before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Because it'll increase your anxiety. Hey, Sarah, I got to wrap it up. Good job today, as always. I'm glad you guys are safe. Come back soon, sooner than later, okay?
Always.
Bottom Happy line.
You stay safe, too, and everyone out there.
Take care of yourself. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, we love having her on the show because she's so smart. And now we know she got a smart sister. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other. And surviving is winning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.